720 WGN, it is Dane in for Nick D until 5. We do have Nino Tiberi to my right, and the world, at least the eyes, the attention of the world, are on the Olympics as we speak. And this is an exciting thing. You know, this is the kind of thing, and we talked about a little bit earlier in the program, although we have our entire lives, and I probably speak for everybody, been watching the Olympics, cheering on our athletes, and, of course, enjoying the athletic accomplishment, the camaraderie, and you know, just all that kind of spirit from around the world. I've never actually physically been to an Olympics. Dan, you have not either. Dino, you ever been to an Olympics?
I have not. Nope.
Well, this guy, Ryan Sparrow, from Ball State University, has been bringing students to the game, those students that want to cover sporting events. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. It's one thing to cover your hometown team. It's one thing to cover some sporting events, maybe some professional teams. It's another to go around the world and attend the Olympic Games. And on the line with us, we have Ryan Sparrow. Ryan, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So this is exciting stuff. I don't necessarily hear, you know, all the pageantry, you know, and the sounds and all that kind of stuff on the phone with you, but you are right there in the heart of it all in Korea for the games. What's it like?
Well, right now it's kind of exhausting. We just got back from the preliminaries of men's halfpipe, and Sean White is right now in first, and he'll be going for the medal match tomorrow. But right now it's just me and a bunch of students just trying to crank out some content. So edit down some photo galleries and put together a quick story so that we can have it to some of our media partners back at home, you know, pretty much when they wake up.
Or right now, Ryan. And here's the thing is it's changed quite a bit. You know, remember hearing some of those stories of the coverage of the Olympics a number of years ago, everything being tape delayed and all that kind of stuff. We ended up getting a chance, and maybe it's just the way, you know, where everything kind of falls on the globe as far as the timing of things. But that halfpipe stuff, we saw that with Sean White. My wife was showing me some stuff before I actually headed into the studio, got a chance to watch them. That was some exciting stuff.
Yeah, no, it really was. It was very cool to be there and watch it.
So talk a little bit about the program as you got those students cranking out content, and this is the kind of stuff, experiences that they're going to be able to have, show, kind of share, be a part of, I think, what will be, you know, some great careers in the future. But talk about the program, how you decided to start bringing some of these kids to the Olympics.
So, you know, this is, you know, actually there's two of them here that have been to now two of Olympics with me, but this is actually my fourth Olympics that I've been to. So I started back in 2012 with the London Games. And really, it started about 2 years before that. I had gotten to do a study abroad program in England, and it was a program that was, you know, just very generic for the whole university. And at the time, I kind of thought, you know, how cool would it be to bring back, you know, my own personal journalism students to do some sort of a program in England. And, you know, at the time, they were putting together the 2012 Olympics, and I just thought, hey, you know, wouldn't that be cool if we brought students back here then? And, you know, that's kind of how it began. And another part of how it began, too, is, you know, this, you know, right around that time is when, you know, the media industry just started, you know, taking a dive in a lot of different ways. And it's when you start seeing a lot of layoffs and a lot of just, you know, unease about what the future held for, you know, the journalism industry. We're still kind of in that in a lot of ways. And so, you know, it's sometimes a little difficult to tell that to students and to parents, you know, coming in for looking at the university, trying to figure out, you know, if that's where they want to, you know, send their kids, or if that's the kind of, you know, profession they want to send their kids into. And, you know, coming from a background in journalism, I, you know, worked in newspapers for about 13 years as a photojournalist. And I knew that, you know, the type of work you can do as a newspaper person or as a media profession, you know, you don't get those kind of opportunities in any other profession. You can't become an accountant and go to the Olympics, although I guess you probably could in some ways. But
right, I'm sure there's an accountant there somewhere.
I'm sure you're probably right. But, you know, in general, you know, yes, you know, you get into journalism for a lot of things. It's not necessarily the money. It's not necessarily the job security. But there are just some of the coolest things that you all have ever done in your life as a journalist. And so, you know, but those two things kind of came together, and I thought, you know, wouldn't that be just a great opportunity just to, you know, take some students? And so that's what we did, you know, way back in 2012. And went to the London Summer Games.
Oh, think about this. You know, travel is important, it's transformative and all those kind of things. And when you can bring not only the students to be able to see a new and different place in the culture and everything that goes with it, but also, you know, hundreds of other cultures and, you know, and people in one of the things, it's a, you know, it's one of the great events globally, right? And so talk a little bit about some of the things that they're experiencing. Great, you know, it's not the Super Bowl, right? It's a great sporting event. Sure, it's a bunch of different ones. But you have all of it, like the world, all those different cultures, those people, they're all right there.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, and that's, you know, part of the amazing part about it, too, is that you're interacting, you know, these students are interacting with people from all over the globe. And in a lot of ways, I'm actually glad that London was our first one. It's because we didn't have, you know, that many language issues that we had to deal with. And so, you know, we ended up taking, I think, 40 students to London with us that very first time. And, you know, one of the amazing things, too, is that, you know, we're doing this, at least initially, we were doing it without credentials. So basically, we were just showing up and trying to report on the Olympics without credentials. So in a lot of ways, it was almost harder than what, you know, some of the professionals have. And we were trying to, you know, report on, you know, a lot of the cultural aspects, a lot of the people coming, so people from around the world and, you know, families that, you know, got to see their, you know, their sons and daughters, and brothers and sisters, you know, perform and, yeah. So, yeah, it was, you know, it's great in a lot of ways that way.
Ryan, when you say they went without credentials, meaning they would just go to a press conference without having any kind of badge or anything and just,
are you just
ask questions?
It?
Well, and that's just it. We weren't even able to get into, the press conferences and go to any of the events. And so, you know, we still covered the games, but what we tried to do is really look at it from a very different perspective and cover it the way that we could and give people back home some stories that they couldn't get from NBC and they couldn't get from, you know, the AP or USA Today. And so it was kind of covering a lot of the side issues and the, you know, just the, you know, the draw of the Olympics and the appeal of the Olympics and you know, kind of the culture that surrounds it. So there's, you know, like people trading the Olympic pins. And, you know, there are, you know, the people that have gone to, you know, 20 different Olympics in their lifetime. So we would search for those people and find them out. And then, you know, and a lot of times, too, for the last 3 years, you know, we've also done a lot of reporting on what the culture in these countries are like, mm-hmm. you know, to try to give people even more of an idea of, you know, what Russia was really like and what Brazil and Rio de Janeiro was really like.
See, it's kind of cool to have, you know, the ability to kind of tell those stories. And you look, some of the most compelling stuff, I mean, certainly there's, you know, statistics and you know, and records, and you can get all that as far as the numbers almost anywhere. But I love what some of the media outlets are doing, and I think would be great for you guys, and I'm sure you're doing some of it, is some of those feature pieces on some of the individuals. You mentioned some of those other fans that are either, you know, attending the Olympics or the people that are just there experiencing it. But also, too, now that you've got the credentials, you're probably able to do some of those, you know, pieces on some of the athletes as well.
No, absolutely. And actually, you know, even from the beginning, we actually didn't shy away from doing athlete stories. You know, there's a large Olympic community in Indianapolis, oddly enough. You know, the swimming, there's a lot of swimming activity down there. USA Gymnastics, USA Track and Field is headquartered in Indianapolis. And so we actually were able to do a lot of stories on these athletes before they actually went. We also went to the media summits, so we were able to, you know, get there and ask, you know, the questions and do a lot of video work ahead of time. So in a lot of ways, we were, you know, we were still kind of fully engaged with the Olympics without even having the credentials to actually get into any of the actual stuff. And some of the students would buy a ticket and they would actually go to the competitions and they would cover it in that way. And so a lot of different ways that we were making it work. But then, you know, actually, thankfully, and after doing that for 3 times, we got on the radar of Team USA. And they called me, I don't know, probably last September. And he said, hey, you know, Ryan, you know, if you're going to be bringing students to Korea this next winter, you know, would you like to have some credentials? And, you know, of course, my jaw just dropped. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That is awesome. Well, unless the listeners know, we're talking with Ryan Sparrow from Ball State University. He's got students out there. They're covering the Olympics, covering it in a bunch of different ways, and also kind of just providing, you know, once in a lifetime, hopefully not, maybe a one time in a lifetime filled with experiences, but certainly this one for the Olympics. You can follow him at BSU at the game. So, Ryan, hold tight. We've got to check the weather out. First off, weather-wise, sure. You know, in about 5 seconds, what's the weather like there in South Korea?
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord, it is cold. Oh, my God. We were up on the mountain today, and, you know, your fingers just go numb, you know, when you're out there for too long. And, you know, I'm one of these guys that has a shaved head, and boy, does that...
I can relate to that.
Hair. I kind of miss having some hair when you're up there on the top of the mountain with... 30 degree and under wind.
All right, that was a terrifying kind of weather forecast there. So when we come back from this break, we're going to do the weather. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk with one of the students, I think, right? And they're going to give kind of their firsthand thought on the experience and the kind of cool things that they are doing from Ball State all the way to the Olympics. But right now, Dino, the weather here in Chicago. Oh, that's the stuff right there. That's right, you got the torch. 720 WGN, it is Dane in for Nick D until 5 a.m. I've got Dino Tiberi to my right, Dancer Guru in the booth as well. And on the line with us, calling all the way, and I mean it, all the way from the Olympics, from Seoul, we've got the people from Ball State University. They do the BSU at the Games. You can follow them on Twitter or Instagram, probably at BSU at the Games. Ryan Sparrow has been bringing a bunch of students in. And I think we've got on the line with us, we've got Kara. She is one of the students that is traveling there. Kara, welcome to WGN.
Hello, thank you.
So, Kara, this is exciting. This is exciting stuff. Did you think when you, you know, when you enrolled at Ball State that this would be, you know, not only would you be getting that great education, you get there right in Indiana, but you'd be at the Olympics?
Yeah, I absolutely never, ever imagined this. It wasn't even in the question. So when the opportunity came up, I couldn't even accept it till like a week before we left, to be honest.
accepted. This is really cool. It's a great program. It's one of those things that I think is going to pay some dividends, not only on the experience side and the media side, but just just I think in general, kind of on the humanity, the international relations and all that. And so there's some stories that you would have expected to see. You know, you've got athletes and they're competing and all that. What are some of the surprises that you've run into while you're there?
Well, I guess just today I'm actually finishing up the story that will be out tomorrow morning, your guys' time. But I just, like, crossed something off my bucket list tonight as I covered Shaun White after the halfpipe qualifications. And I talked to him, I interviewed him, and that was insane. However, you know, away from the sports, I've also kind of, you know, gotten into the culture between events. And something I like covered yesterday was I found out how big pin trading is here. It could be a sport all of its own, honestly. So I like went around and, you know, we took some multimedia things and just talking to so many people that, you know, I talked to somebody that was like the 19th Olympic Games they're attending. And I talked to somebody who like has been pin trading Olympics for the past 30 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it's just so, like, right when you think, you know, oh, like, I'm, you know, how awesome is it to be able to talk to the Shaun White and write a story, but, like, at the same time, you have to step back and be like, oh, my goodness, I'm also talking, being able to go around, explore, and talk to people and learn their story of just something as little as pin trading at the Olympics for the last 30 years. So it's been really... really cool.
How cool is that? You know, we saw, because, you know, the eyes of the world are on everything that's going there, and Shaun White, and just what that's exciting. Like, everybody in the whole country, maybe the whole world, especially on the sports side, would have loved to have been there and got a chance to interview him, and you get to do it. So how cool is that? And then also, here's the thing too, is, you know, the Olympics are always this kind of, you know, everybody gets together and there's, you know, a lot of the different cultures and international relations and all that kind of stuff, but this one specifically, right, is there's also this whole kind of global tension because of the Korea situation. Are you feeling that there?
Honestly, I'm not. And, you know, my biggest concern probably going into this was that I would be. But, you know, I think after the opening ceremonies and just watching them compete together, you don't hear anything about it here. You don't, everybody is so nice, you know, like locals from South Korea. They don't seem bothered at all. And when I say they're nice to me, like they're nice to everybody, just willing to help. And, you know, I think the unity thing competing together probably helped. But if I, you know, came into this and hadn't heard about that at all, I would have no idea, which is really shocking to me when I came here.
Yeah. I mean, the Olympics is one of those things. I think it pays a lot of dividends in a bunch of different ways. Certainly the competition side and the national pride side and all those kind of things. But it does bring people together for, I think, the opportunity to realize that we have a lot more in common than maybe we do as far as differences. So Kara, congratulations on being there. Thanks so much for jumping on. You're going to hand the phone to another one of your colleagues out there, correct?
Yes, I'm going to hand it over to Grace Hollers, our photographer.
Nice.
A great photographer at that, the best.
Okay, that's a fantastic endorsement. Grace, welcome to WGN. I know that there are a lot of, as there always is with the Olympics, a lot of beautiful images. Certainly, you know, the competition, the pageantry and all that, you're seeing that in Korea, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the photographers in general, we're just really, we are competitive, but thankfully we're also willing to help each other to get where we need to go. So it's pretty exciting down here.
So when you think about this and Korea in and of itself, and I know that Ryan had said it's really cold, and so you're seeing a lot of snow, but outside of the stuff in the Olympic Village and some of those pictures, those images of the competitions and the athletes, are you getting to visit the city at all and see some of the things? It's supposed to be a beautiful place as well.
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to get out there as much as we can. We went to Seoul for the first day, and we got to go to the market, one of the largest fish markets in the city, and got to be a part of the culture that way and immerse ourselves into really how people in Korea live every single day. And that's really amazing. I went to the 2016 Rio Olympics, and all we have is culture. We covered culture, and that's it. And now I get to cover the games. So right now we're really, really immersed in the games. So hopefully we'll get to go out and do some more culture stuff later. Though.
On the imagery, of course, you have the contrast of the winter games, right, and the culture completely different than, let's say, you had in the summer. In Rio, from a photographer's standpoint, what is the thing that seems to be most striking to you? Because there's a lot of images that come to mind, but for you, as a person who's done both of them.
Definitely, coming into Korea, there's two completely different things. It's warm in Rio, it's cold here. So I got to work in, and you would think that's so simple, but it's so different to a photographer. I mean, from the photos, I mean, there's snow, and in Rio, there's ocean and beaches. And coming here, I have to bring in different equipment and different ideas and how I'm going to tread up the snow-covered hill every single day. It's a completely different ballgame. Both Olympics, it's the Olympics, but they're completely different things, and you just got to pick and choose what you want to cover.
It's exciting stuff. This is exciting stuff. So I want to congratulate you. I'm sure your whole family, everybody that you know, all your friends are excited for you as well, getting a chance to experience history, really, right there, and then capture it and commemorate it, you know, for all times on the photography side. So exciting stuff. And so this is, and let's talk like for a second. We've got, once you get back from the Olympics, the smoke clears, you've been to a couple of them. What is it that you want to do for inspiration for all those students out there? What are you going to do when you get done at Ball State?
When I get back, I just want to bring my journalism community together. And even, I'm from Muncie, so Ball State is really close to home. And just to kind of show everybody that I grew up with, like, there's so much more than what's in Muncie. There's so much more than what's at Ball State. There's a really big world out there. And you just got to get up and go explore it. But you got to find something that kind of sets your soul on fire to go chase after it. So, and I think I'm doing that right now, kind of touching people now.
See, look at that soul on fire, Olympic torch. You know, you're kind of
wrapping it all up in a nice little bow there.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. So congratulations. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. Big thanks to Ryan for setting up the program and for kind of coordinating with us. And get out there and enjoy the Olympics. Have some fun, capture it, and bring all those stories back for us. We appreciate what you're doing.
I will do our best, definitely. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thanks, Grace.